chapter 9. This is a chapter that some of you may be familiar with, especially at this time of year. We're just looking at the first two verses. The verses that you may be familiar with are a little further down in the chapter. That might be good homework for you this week. But we're just looking at the first couple of verses here. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. Let's pray and we'll get started. Father God, we come to you and we thank you for being good to us. We thank you for the freedom and the privilege that we have to come into this place. I thank you for the love that you give us. I thank you for the love that's in this building, dear Lord, that you call us to be brothers and sisters in Christ, that you call us to come here and meet as a group called Enterprise Baptist Church, dear Lord. We thank you that you bring us together and let us be part of this family. I thank you for the beautiful people that are here and the love that they have for you and for one another. I pray that you just bless us tonight, and I pray that you'd hide me behind the cross, that I would preach and teach in a way tonight that brings glory to you, that helps us to keep our focus on Jesus, that Jesus would light our life, dear Lord, and that we would take the light that Jesus puts in us, and that we would be a light for a world that needs to see it. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. A little context to the passage we're fixing to look at. God is fixing to bring judgment on his people. You read the Old Testament, God's people are just like we are. They have days where they are going to be obedient to God and follow God and serve God. And no sooner than they get started good, something in the world comes up and they turn to some idol and they give in to their sin. And next thing you know, they're not walking according to God's ways. And God delivers them time and again, and they fail time and again, and he delivers them time and again. And here in Isaiah, he's talking about, look, hard times are about to come for his people. But God's word always gives us hope. God's word doesn't always say life's going to be easy. Sometimes there are consequences for the decisions we make. Sometimes we find ourselves in trouble, just like God's people did when we begin to seek our own desires and our own way, and we begin to stray from the Lord. But this verse is a good reminder to us that there is hope tonight. And maybe some of us need hope tonight. We live in a world that is full of darkness, and that's such a simple and beautiful illustration that we see all throughout Scripture, that sin is called darkness, and light is God and God's deliverance from that darkness. And we look around our world today, and we see darkness everywhere. We see sin everywhere. We see evil everywhere. And if we are honest, we probably see some of that even in our own lives on occasion, maybe more than we would like to admit. Maybe there's some darkness in our life. And anytime we begin to stray from God, who is the source of all good and all light, we go to a dark place. And God's people in these verses are in a dark place. And he told them in the chapter before that, look, I'm going to bring judgment on you. But listen to what he says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1. Nevertheless, the gloom of the distressed land will not be like that of the former times when he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. Now, what he's saying there when he talks about Zebulun and Naphtali, those are two of the 12 tribes of Israel. He's speaking of them in particular, but really this promise is for all of those tribes, for all of God's people. And ultimately, the promise that God is making here for the light that is to come, it is to you and I too. So when he says Zebulun and Naphtali there, he's talking about his people Israel. But in the future, he will bring honor to the way of the sea, the land east of the Jordan, and the Galilee of the nations. Now, those are three different ways of kind of saying, hey, these are different areas where there's distress and there's trouble and there's problems now, but things are going to get better. There's going to be a time that there's going to be restoration to God's people and these surrounding lands. And listen to what he says in verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. A light has dawned on those living in the land of darkness. Now, Isaiah is pointing forward to something that was going to come far in the future, that this audience was not going to see. But as we continue to read through Isaiah chapter 9, what we see are words that are leading us and pointing these people to Jesus Christ. That in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of their sin, that even though there are about to be hard times, that if God's people would just pay attention, that there is hope. That there is hope that we can call out to God. That there was a hope that was going to come. And even though these people never saw Jesus Christ come in this lifetime, there was hope. There was hope that in the midst of their darkness, in the midst of their sin, and the midst of their trial, that there was hope, that God would not abandon them, but there was going to be deliverance for them. And there was a light that was going to come. In the midst of the darkness, there was going to be light. Now that's what our world needs today more than anything. Our world needs to see the light. There were certainly times throughout the history of our world where the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ shined bright. There are other times where it was dim. It seems as though the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ is getting dimmer in this day and age. It seems as though people want to hear less about Jesus Christ. Where years ago, maybe in this country, God would have been at the top of people's list, and Christianity and Jesus Christ would have been at the top of the list for people in this country. It's began to work its way down people's list, and it's probably not even in the top 10. And so nowadays you don't see much preaching and teaching about Jesus Christ, at least not in the way that you once did. But that's what our world needs. Our world is living in darkness, and the longer our world continues to live in sin, the darker it's going to be. But here's the beautiful thing about darkness, is it only takes a sliver of light to break that darkness. A sliver of light. Now, what you're going to see here in a few minutes is you're going to see thousands of Christmas lights that are all on the front of this church that are going to be bright and they're going to be beautiful. And when they're all lit up, it's going to really light up the whole front of the church. But you take one of those little bulbs by itself, it's not much to it. One little Christmas light bulb doesn't put out much light. But even a little bit of light can shine in the darkness. And so we need to acknowledge and we need to realize today that the only source of light in our world is Jesus Christ. The only source of light that's going to get us through our dark times and going to pull us out of our sin and going to help us with our struggles is Jesus Christ. And some of us may be living in darkness today, but I want to tell you, if you would just look to the Word of God, if you would look to the Son of God, you would see that there is light in the darkness. You would see that there is hope and help for you in the midst of your darkness. And once we experience the light of Jesus Christ, we need to continue to be in God's Word. Because there are times in our life that our light is not shining as bright for the Lord as it should be. There are times in our life where we walk in obedience to God and are excited about God and are in God's Word and are living for God and we are shining bright for the kingdom of God. But even for God's people, there are times in our life that we don't live in the way that we should. We find ourselves slipping back into the darkness of sin. And maybe tonight we need to repent. We need to refocus our attention on Jesus Christ that our light may begin to radiate within us. We want to experience the light of Jesus Christ today, but we are called as Christians to let that light shine into the world. We aren't the source of the light, Jesus is, but we're like a mirror. We reflect that light. We reflect that light, but that light can only be reflected based on whether or not we're going to allow it to be reflected. And that depends on whether or not we're going to be obedient to God. And so maybe we're like that one little Christmas light bulb. Maybe we look around in our world today and we say, man, our world's pretty bad. We may say, golly, my workplace is pretty bad. My school is pretty bad. My family is pretty bad. What good can I do? My little bit of light that I make and shed on those that I encounter, is that really going to make a difference? Well, I can assure you it is. If you don't believe me, you go home and you get in the pitch black room and you get you one little Christmas light bulb, unplug all the other thousand off the line, and you plug it in with that one, and guess what you're going to find out? That one little light bulb, it's going to make a little light in that room. Not much, but it's enough to break the darkness. And so maybe the little bit of light that we can bring into our world will be enough to break the darkness. Maybe the little bit of light that you can take into your workplace this week will be enough to break the darkness. Maybe the little bit of light that you can take when you go visit your family this holidays will be enough to break the darkness. Let us be those who shine bright for the Lord. Let us be those who look with hope to know that a lot of times we're not in any better shape than God's people that were receiving this prophecy. Sometimes we're pretty rotten, but there's hope in Jesus Christ. For unto us a child has been born. These people that received this prophecy, for them it was something that was in the future, but even still, some look forward to it. Some of God's people heard these words and they look forward to it. For us, it's in the past. We've seen it come to fruition. We have seen Jesus Christ come. We have seen God send the light into the world, into the midst of the darkness that we live in. And so we take that light and let it be a source of hope for us so that we can reflect that light into the world to be a source of hope for this world that is living in darkness. Let's pray. Father God, we come to you. We thank you for your good word. I pray, dear Lord, that you would help us to look at our own lives. God, if we're yours, we should want to shine brightly for you. And maybe we do. Maybe there are times that we do. Maybe there are some in here tonight that are doing really good and they're shining bright. I pray that you would protect them and encourage them and help them just to keep shining bright with everybody they encounter. But dear Lord, maybe there are some tonight and, well, they're in the midst of distress and sin and some darkness of their own. Maybe it's some dark times ahead and maybe they've made some boneheaded decisions. Or maybe not, dear Lord. Maybe it's just life, just the darkness of life in our journey. Sometimes it takes us through the darkest valleys. But yea, though we walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, dear Lord, we will fear no evil. So God, I pray that tonight, even if we are in a dark valley, that we would know that Jesus Christ is the source of light and He can reach into the deepest and darkest crevices of our hearts, into the worst places and the worst things about us. And dear Lord, we pray that you would shine light on those things. That God, that our sin and our failures would be just like a bunch of roaches, dear Lord, when the light comes on. They all scatter. So I pray that Jesus Christ would shine into our heart, dear Lord, that whatever's in there would scatter, that we would be restored. And I pray, God, that we would put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Maybe there are some in here tonight that's never done that. I pray tonight that they would get out of the darkness, that they would turn to the one that this scripture was talking about, that they would turn to Jesus Christ, that we would rejoice that the day has come, that the light has come, and that we would live in the light, and that we would let that light reflect from us into the world and in all those we encounter. In Jesus' name I pray it. Amen.